Hey, it's XJManX, and it's 1:15 in the morning on this Saturday, October 25th, 2008. And this is my second broadcast, second XJManX broadcast of the year. So, I hope this recording isn't as crackly and staticky as my first one. I tried to adjust the mic and the decibel levels to cut off any weird spikes, so bear with me. So like I said, it's 1 in the morning, or 1:15 in the morning, so I'm gonna be tired. So let's start off with some quick stuff. I watched Drunken Master, Jackie Chan classic from 1978, and that is incredible, especially with no special effects. This is 1978, so just Jackie, and actually the director was Wu Ping, who directed The Matrix, you know, 20 years later. So I mean, this is their first smash at the time. So I watched that, and I'm gonna watch more. There's a Drunken Master 2, and it comes 16 years after this one. So it should show a good change in Jackie's style. Actually, with this Drunken Master, that shot him to stardom. That was that revolutionized. I mean, I watched it a second time with the audio commentary, and it just revolutionized Hong Kong cinema. So after I watch the second one, I'm gonna see what else. I think there's Police Story. Jackie Chan had a Police Story series, like 1, 2, 3, and maybe I think there's a fourth film. So yeah, I'll try and fit that in with all my anime. Speaking of anime, I got my 89th figure today. Queen's Gate. Actually, the Queen's Gate's the series, and then Alice is probably the most popular figure right now from the Queen's Gate series of figures. So, and like I said, it's 89th, so I think I have 3 more coming in, and then I'm gonna stop for like as long as I can at 92. I'm gonna try and save money for other crap like an actual TV. I think I mentioned that last broadcast. I'm gonna try and get a plasma by the end of the year, you know. Let's see. Other than that, I finished Zero No Tsukaima. It's kind of a funny Harry Potter-esque anime with kind of a romantic couple who can't really admit to each other that they like each other. So so they get mad at each other all the time. It's like Harry Potter and Harry Potter. And I finished the first season, which is like 13 episodes, and that was pretty good. Funny. It's almost like formulaic, and you know, the same boy girl high school magic stuff. So it's kind of normal anime. Kind of like, yeah, like an average anime, but it's still a feel-good anime, I guess, so. But not so average that I didn't give it 4 out of 5 stars. Since it's a short series, I gave it a maximum of 4 out of 5. For full seasons, I give 5 out of 5 if it's really good. So, I don't know, I guess I liked it enough to give it a 4. Stars. Let's see what the second season. Second season's been started pretty good, so we'll see. Now, lately, I've been thinking about anime in a more philosophical light. Let me ask you this: do you think art can be stupid, or art is just a personal expression that cannot be stupid? I mean, do you think art... this is hard. Okay, can art be stupid? I guess that's the question. Yes or no? So, if you say yes, then think about this next thing. Is anime art? Now, probably most of you in the past, I think I've seen a few posts on this that yeah, anime is art. Well, maybe 80% of you would probably think that. Or 90%, especially on Danny Chu's site, if you're a fan of that site. Now, if you put those together, if no art is stupid, because it's a personal expression, and anime is art, then no anime can be stupid, if you believe those two previous things. Now, if no anime can be stupid, then no really horrible, there's no such thing as a really horrible series that you cannot watch after like one episode. So, fortunately, I'm a little bit more tolerant with the anime than other people. I know other people who like give up after the first two episodes or four episodes and just they cannot watch it anymore. So, in that regard, they probably think that yeah, anime can be stupid, but if it's art and you believe that no art is stupid, I guess no anime can be stupid. So, what does that mean? Does that mean you're a snob, or you're contradicting yourself or something? Or I mean, I don't know. It was just something I was thinking about. So, if there's no such thing as stupid or smart anime, then it's just a normal debate between personal tastes, personal perspectives, personal preferences. So, and then I guess there'll be two kinds of anime: anime that matches your tastes and anime that doesn't match your taste, and not, stupid or smart. I mean, people might hate. Oh, I really hated. What did I hate? Was it Metropolis is one I really hated. I don't know if it was the style or the story or both. But I mean, I still watched it to the end. I think it was a movie, so I tried to wake up toward the end of it. But was it stupid? No, I guess not. But I just wouldn't want to watch it again. So, I mean, there's some quote unquote. Bad, that was like a bad one with a lot of fan service in it. A three episode OVA, I forget the name of it. Like what is it? Nanaka, a night nurse Nanaka or something. It wasn't hentai or anything, but that just had no story or anything. Now, what is it, stupid or just some person's attempt at expression, I guess. I guess, yeah, I guess it is art and it wasn't stupid, but I just don't want to watch it again, I guess. So, ah, crap, it's already 8.5 minutes and nothing. Well, not nothing, I got a lot more. Okay, let's skip to. Okay, I voted, or I sent my. I filled in my absentee ballot and I sent it in. And let's see, what did I do? I voted not for Obama and not for McCain, but I voted for none. I voted for none of the above candidates. So that was interesting. I never did that before in the last decade or more that I voted presidential and midterm elections. So. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of liberating not voting for one or the one of the main Democrat or Republican parties. It almost feels like if I vote for one of them, I'm just perpetuating a system that I'll never get out. I get this feeling that that I'm just a fooling myself, really, if I vote for one or the other. It's kind of a new thought that I've entered into, I guess. I don't know, or maybe it's just I'm disillusioned with the political process or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just a winter or time of year, I don't know, or just tired, or just not, no energy to really care, or, I mean, it's, I don't know, I'll think about it later, but that's what I did, so, but I answered, I voted for the local and state level stuff, the judges not so much, and then I answered the five local or state or county questions, so, and those are pretty easy. So yeah, I mailed that in, and so I'm done. We'll find out in a couple weeks what's going on. So let's see what else. Wow, almost 11 minutes already. Oh, here's one. I saw the post on Danny Chu. There's this one post about Japanese fashion and or street fashion, and so I'm reading it during my break at work, and I realized that I'm wearing stuff like that. I mean, not as bad as with the boots and crap, but or the ripped pants and shirts. But I got the jeans and the chain. I mean, I'm gonna post a photo or a few photos, and maybe you can compare if you want. But that was pretty funny. So, and some people. Pick number 4, I think, and number 12 or 10. I don't know. It's pretty funny. It's pretty not extreme, but you know, for Japanese, I guess it's normal for that's the hip Japanese street style. But you know, I don't know. I thought it was funny what people wrote about it. So I'll put a link in my post. So. I guess the last thing I could talk about is all the stuff I'm trying to get to put together my punk trooper for Halloween. Yeah, it's not quite the stormtrooper, but a poor man's stormtrooper, like a punk trooper who couldn't afford I couldn't afford the armor, but I don't know if I want to be another clone of a stormtrooper. So I got the idea. I think I saw like some image on the internet of this bounty hunter who wears like a half painted stormtrooper helmet. So I took that and just what if just a guy in black, you know, black coat and black boots and wore this stormtrooper helmet. He was like a What if he was just like a fallen trooper, or not fallen, but like he dropped out, like a dropout, like a stormtrooper dropout? Not because he couldn't aim. Well, all stormtroopers can't aim anyway. But if because he could aim, I guess maybe he gave up on, or maybe he had some Jedi powers and he gave up or something. He's sort of kind of like a. Like a jack of all trades, and he couldn't do anything. So, like, so he's a master of none, but he's still a punk. So I got this this Bakken. I got this Katana Bakken, a practice sword. I ordered that. It was pretty cheap, and so I could use that as part of the costume. So this punk trooper, you know, just punk trooper, you know, wielding his katana. So that's pretty funny. And I'm gonna add another photo. This is like a test of what I'm gonna be wearing on Halloween. If I wear it, I'm gonna wear it to the company. There's a company contest. You have to submit a photo or something. So that'd be cool. That'd be funny to actually walk around, but. Damn that helmet! I mean, it's so hot. I mean, now I understand what Danny has to, and he's wearing the full armor. This just the helmet alone just is almost can't even breathe in it. And in my case, since my glasses don't fit, I had to take lenses from my old glass frames, from my own frames, like from you know 2 years ago, and just stick them in the eye sockets in the helmet. So it helps out, but I haven't gotten dizzy yet, but the weird angles of the lenses, because they're their space differently. Just it's weird. It was tough trying to get photos. Set the timer on the camera and then try and run around. I don't know. It's just first test, so we'll see what happens when I get the rest of the stuff. I hope you like it. Punk Trooper. Punk Trooper! Okay, so I think that's it for now. It's already past 15 minutes. You're probably bored by now. I'm getting tired and I have to put this together, so add the music again. So this will take another 5 hours tomorrow. That's it. Thanks for listening to the second broadcast of XJMANX, and have a good night. Bye. She